Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number three, and now I want to hurry and get to your calls. I also want to talk to Mike about the former Italian prime minister going public saying 9/11 is an inside job. Huge story at PrisonPlanet.com. Talking to Giorgio, formerly from the land down under, now living in New York. And, sir, I was about to say 5, 6, 7, 8. The average Texas foster child is on 7 drugs. That was on WOAI TV Investigates last year. That's the same average nationwide. It's the same thing in New Zealand, Canada. They even have the same names. It's Head Start here, Secure Start in England, what's Smart Start in Australia. I maybe get the names mixed up, but they all have similar names. And they'll take you off alcohol and say marijuana. And I'm not saying alcohol isn't bad for you, folks. And they'll put you on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, whose molecules are more dangerous than cocaine and heroin. Mike Rivero comments.
Well, basically, it's just another way of pumping a lot of money into the pharmaceutical industries, and we've got this whole culture of fixing all of the problems with a pill or a drug, which are all very expensive. And we used to go through the same thing in California when they were trying to get the heroin addicts off of heroin by giving them methadone, which is actually more addictive. And, you know, it was somehow okay because they were getting the drugs from the government and not from not from the criminals.
You know where heroin came from. They couldn't get the soldiers, the hundreds of thousands of amputees from the Civil War who got addicted to opium, to laudanum, but they learned that something 10 times stronger, heroin, a derivative, and it was the cure drug for the opium.
It's really all the same thing. And for a while, opium was legal in this country, and a lot of people don't know this. But the Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University, which has spawned so many of our presidents,
bankrolled by
their funding was opium money funding. And it's probably no surprise that during Vietnam, we saw the CIA smuggling a lot of heroin back to the United States through here in Hawaii to the west coast of the U.S.
And the CIA was founded predominantly out of Yale and Skull and Bones. Thank you, Giorgio. I appreciate your call. Send me info. Leo in Mass, thanks for holding here on the air.
Mr. Rivera.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Are you a relative of the Rivera who wrote the book about the Jesuits' influence in Nazi Germany?
Not that I'm aware of, but, you know, I assume at some level we're probably related because we've got the same name, but I'm not aware of a direct connection, no.
Anyway, my problem here is that I feel that we're not communicating properly. As they say, what we have here is a failure to communicate. And on the level of the individual to individual, the one-on-one, we have to be the serene ones. We have not, I mean, I love Alex, you know, you jump out and you scream and you make a big fuss because, hey, that's you. But in this world of friendly fascism, we have to be the cool, calm, selected ones who just ask a few little pointed questions and let the people who defend 9/11 go up in smoke and go ballistic. You see, that's the game that's going on here. If you go ballistic, you're out of the game.
Yeah, well, Leo, I appreciate your call, and I'm always open for advice. And, you know, what I've done on air, my personality is real. And does that mean I'm perfect? Far from it. Does that mean I get everything right or cover everything properly? No. But I've actually done a pretty darn good job of getting people's attention, and I've been pretty darn calm today. And so it isn't about me, sir. I mean, did you have the huevos to go on air on the day of the event like me and Mike did and expose it as an inside job? I mean, I don't mind being criticized, but I think you talk about solutions, Leo. You're calling in with a solution that we need to be smooth and calm and whatever. I think it's different strokes for different folks, and different things make the world go around, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in agreement. If you want a polished, smooth, calm performance, then go back to ABC, CNN, NBC, and Fox, and you'll get these very nicely coiffed and made-up talking heads who are very pleasant to look at, who will tell you things that are very pleasant to hear. But the reality is that the world has become a very dark place, and people like Alex Jones are going to try to get that news out there, and the content is what's important, not the packaging.
We'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side with Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order,
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike will be with us in 15 minutes or so, and then I'm going to get into ex-Italian president, intel agencies know 9/11 was an inside job, top story on PrisonPlanet.com, a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. We just got another caller into the board of the network going, yes, Alex needs to be calm. Folks, the economy is imploding. The New World Order is out of control. They're trying to start World War III. I don't come on this show and try to have some angle or have some way I have a presentation. Some days I'm very calm. Some days I start yelling and screaming. And I wanted to just ask this quick question to Mike Rivero. Mike, I know you've written about and talked about the North American Union. It's in official documents. They're setting it up. They're integrating the economies. They did the euro the same way. And I start yelling and screaming when I play CNN clips where they say Ron Paul is insane and making up imaginary groups. And they say there's no Trans-Texas Corridor. When Perry passed the law, the legislature repealed it. They're still building it. It's called that at huge press conferences. I mean, they're now getting to a level of lying I've never seen. And, yeah, I get mad about that, Mike.
Yeah, I think anger and rage are appropriate reactions right now. And I've written before, everyone says, ooh, hate is bad, hate is bad. Yeah, sometimes hate can be bad, but sometimes hate is the appropriate reaction to those individuals and those institutions who are doing hateful things. And, I'm wondering if this caller or these callers who are saying that we should be calm and peaceful and everything, I'm wondering if they're calling up Michael Savage to try and get him to tone down his attacks on Muslims, or if they're calling you know, CNN, who are out there calling the bloggers traitors. If why are we the ones who are supposed to be calm and sedate? And is it really just a way to try and get us to attract less notice of the mainstream media?
I was about to
yelling and screaming.
I was about to say that. And I've even seen memos on this from political parties. For 50 years, they've taught us, be quiet, be calm, don't fight City Hall, don't talk about politics or religion, don't talk to your neighbors, it's not polite and polite company. America and any other free Renaissance nation was formed out of people at stumps and arguments and discussions, and the football was the news and the politics. That's what people we're into, and they tell people, don't have dirty campaigns, don't bring up dirt on the other candidate, be nice, that's how you win. But when you actually read the internal memos, it's go as nasty as possible while attacking them if they get nasty. See, so I, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a way of trying to get us out of the discussion at a time when definitely the hysteria in the mainstream media is on the rise.
Yeah, it's, but I don't think those guys were agents or anything. I think they're just regurgitating what they've heard. But again, different strokes for different folks. It's kind of a distraction. Jonathan in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to say, that guy who just called, he needs to wake up. I'm out of Denver, Colorado. I'm with We Are Change Colorado. You know, we're being nice. I think these guys should be confronted on a daily basis. I think they should be confronted 24/7 when they're eating outside of their homes. You know, the thing is they're spin artists. I was recently pulled out of Boulder University. You actually talked about it last Friday. We confronted John Ashcroft in Boulder, and I stood up when they said that we have time for one more question. I stood up and started talking about Sabelle Edmonds, and I was immediately hauled out of there, and I was very polite. In fact, all of our questions were very kind, and this guy basically didn't answer any of the questions. He spun the issue. He cracked jokes at us. He was very reckless. He was incompetent. And this is the truth. We need to wake up to the reality that these guys are crooks.
And by the way, Jonathan, you were like 15 seconds into your question. They were already dragging you out. That video is up on Prison Planet right now. We played the audio last week. And his whole speech, by the way, was, talk about that, it was cryptic police state pushing.
Oh, he was nuts. He was nuts. He was spinning it. So, first of all, he was talking about how Abu Ghraib and torturing prisoners was some kind of act of humanity, and that if we don't do that, that that's barbaric. I mean, it was such a spin. And it was, he was actually, to be honest with you, he was starting to scare the audience. Most people, and I think even his supporters, Alex, were a little worried. Because he was freaking everybody out, you know. And I was right.
Yeah, let me stop you because I watched the speech, and we should have done an article just about that, not just about you confronting him, because that's the news. I mean, you confronting him was great too, and good job, gold star there. But I mean, I've heard you call it into another show, and the point you made is true, that the bigger issue is what he was saying. But it seems, Mike, I'm not just saying this. I'm not, you know, I'm usually pessimistic because I like to look, you know, err on the bad side to not be over optimistic. But it does seem like they're getting scared. They're even saying, well, nobody listens to us anymore. They think we're liars. They're traitors. Arrest them. Torture. Kill. I mean, Mike, it does seem like they're going crazy.
Yeah, the panic is palpable. And, you know, there's a lot of desperation. And as I've observed about Bush's reaction to the intelligence estimate, he's not following any carefully thought-out plan. He's in knee-jerk mode. As each new piece of disinformation gets exposed, you know, it's false. They're in league with the enemy. They're doing this. They're doing. They're totally reactive right now and totally defensive. And it's a dangerous time, but at the same time, it does show that their power and influence is on the wane.
And every major neocon show, liberal shows, Fox, CNN, they're all saying, arrest these We Are Changers and other people. They're confronting Hillary. Taser them. Beat them to pulps. They shouldn't be allowed to ask questions. And that was on Fox. I mean, they They act scared because they know that Ceausescu thing, but in a peaceful info war, is happening. We're going out of the web now and hitting the streets.
Yeah, it is breaking out of the internet, and you know, we're capturing a lion's share of the viewership for political news right now. The mainstream media, the corporate networks, have lost the high ground in the war for the minds of America.
And by the way, it's not hard. I mean, we see the major, biggest Italian newspaper and TV reporting that the former president, highly respected, went public and said, our government staged terror attacks in Italy before, and we staged 9/11. That's not hard. That's big news. I'm just reporting on huge European news. news. Of course I'm going to get visitors. Of course whatreallyhappened.com is going to get visitors.
Yeah, absolutely. We're carrying this news. The foreign press has really been telling a lot of things that Americans need to know about. And again, as I pointed out earlier in the show, BBC is running the story about the new intelligence estimate on Iran. They're playing it with all these videotapes of Bush and Cheney from 2 months ago screaming that Iran was still building nuclear weapons, just underscoring that it's another lie. Turn over to CNN, and what do you see? Miss Puerto Rico may or may not have been pepper sprayed. Obviously, the American mainstream news is still trying to keep this stuff from the American people.
But they keep hemorrhaging market share, but they can't help it.
I got a question for you.
No, the owners are telling them, just keep selling it. Do you remember the movie Network?
Yeah, hold on, Jonathan. Go ahead and finish, Mike.
Yeah, you remember the movie Network?
Yes.
Where the corporation that bought the TV network said, keep pushing this out. I don't care if you're losing advertising revenues and market share. Keep pushing it out. It's the same situation. The owners of the media are using it for propaganda, and they don't care if they're losing market share and just destroying the networks in the process. And it's just going to continue until they collapse.
Okay, go ahead, Jonathan.
Mike, it's good to hear you speak. I go to whatreallyhappened.com all the time. We're working on a film out here in Colorado. I was just on the phone with Jason Burmes a couple of weeks ago. We had Sandra Hicks out here for some interviews and David Ray Griffin, and we're trying to expose these guys right now. And what do you guys think about what do you think about Kroll and AIG and some of these whistleblowers and some of these what appear to be, to me, shell companies, CIA shell companies? These guys, no question in my mind, these guys are operational hands in 9/11. They're still, you know, running free. These are the perpetrators, the criminals behind 9/11. They're running free. Nobody's prosecuting them. And, you know, what do we say? Can we start to confront these guys? Do we have to be worried about anything? Because these guys are...
All right, I'm going to jump here. I got to go to some other callers. But I want to give Mike a chance to respond to that. But I'll just say, the greater danger is in doing nothing and letting them dominate and feed and rule over us and keep killing us. Is there a danger, a heroic danger? Why, who wouldn't want to take that to in confronting them? I guess there's some, but there's a greater danger overall in not. I want to be alive. I want to be in the arena. I'm only alive once. History only happens, you know, big things every once in a while. We're living in the middle of this right now, so I say throw caution to the wind. Mike?
I would agree on that. Yes, there's a risk, but, you know, there are so many people out there doing this confrontation and getting in their faces. They can't arrest us all, and every time they do, every time they harass another person and they make another martyr on the Internet, it only makes them look worse. The fastest way to bring down a dictator is to get them to force them to act like one where everybody can see it, and that's what's happening right now.
Let's take another call. Joe in PA. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
I'm really glad I called in today because... going back to the subject of the economy and all that, the Reagan guy you had on there?
Yeah, Paul Craig Roberts.
Have you ever heard of he's an ex-Illuminati guy, Leo Zagami?
You know, I stick with one of the top 10 economists alive. I stick to guys with little devil goatees telling me with the comb their hair like devil horns. I'm not knocking that guy, but yeah, I've looked into all that stuff.
Well,
I just feel, you know, there's a dime a dozen people that tell you they were in the Illuminati and they've got the secret handshake. Regardless, I try to stick to the things I can prove. But go ahead and make your point.
Well, I was listening to him talk like he was exposing something, and what I found interesting was that he was talking about how he was an ex guy and he got out, and one of the reasons was, you know that pyramid thing they got, the higher up you go? He said the higher ups are starting to freak out now because America's falling and all this stuff, and they said they don't know how they're going to handle it because everything's going to crash, and they don't know what they're doing. But what caught my eye this morning, I was listening to Fox News, and they were talking about the real estate market and how hot it was down in Florida, not for the people that live here, but for the foreign investors and the people with the euros and China and Russia are going to buy up the properties and everything. And I'm thinking, like, you know, our country's being sold, you know, the powers that be, our country's going down for us here in the United States, but the ones that are going to buy it up are, you know, they're the ones that the euros up there, and they're buying it. So
no, this was all engineered, and I appreciate your call. Mike, let me keep you one more segment so we can talk to Jay, John, and Paul.
Okay.
Okay, so one more segment with Michael Rivera. Let him comment on what the last caller was saying. Look, I don't know about rumors. I know what the news is reporting. And I know pretty high-powered folks here in Austin who represent people worth billions of dollars. They've all left the country. Okay? I mean, I'm not joking. the money is acting like this country isn't going to be here. And they're freaked out, so that is accurate.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I've got a stack of news I'm going to at least get into a little bit in the next segment. And, of course, I'll continue with your phone calls. Aaron and Adam and Paul, folks we may not be able to get to right now with Mike Rivera, but I'm going to get to Jay in Hawaii where Mike's there, and maybe even John before we leave with Mike. But, Mike, I wanted to bring up this article to you. Ex-Italian president, Intel knows 9/11 an inside job. Man who blew the whistle on Operation Gladio tells Italy's largest newspaper the attacks were run by CIA Mossad. It's a big, long article. My wife speaks Italian. We're trying to translate it all out, but it's pretty big news over there right now. Quite a few news articles about the interview he did 2 days ago, saying it's a false flag inside job, and then going through how our government staged attacks there in the 70s, into 1980. He was the head of intelligence, then later exposed that. And then, of course, he was the longest-serving president in Italy, where they seem to have a new one every month or two. He was president for 7 years, longest-serving after Mussolini. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you also need to go back and remember that it was the Italian parliament who investigated those forged documents about the Niger uranium sales to Iraq and exposed Michael Ledeen as one of the forgers. So they've really been kind of digging into this stuff. And again, in the foreign press, that 9/11 was an inside job has really been around for quite some time, and it's getting hard to find anybody who really still believes the official story about 9/11. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people who are saying, we've got to get the government to admit that they lied. You know, I don't need that to happen. I know what happened. You know what happened. If the government wants to continue marginalizing and trivializing itself by sticking to their, I got to watch my language on this radio, but to their story about what happened on 9/11, go ahead and let them do it. Their credibility is already shot. But we know what happened on 9/11. We don't need the government to confirm what we already know. They don't matter anymore. We caught them in yet another lie about Iran. What they say about 9/11 doesn't matter anymore. We know the truth.
And the key to exposing false flag terror is it takes that tool out of their arsenal of problem, reaction, solution, of false flag, false inflicted, self-inflicted wounds, and it breaks it. It destroys that tool they've always been able to use in staging terror attacks.
Yeah, absolutely. And the government, it's not just terror attacks. The government is always manufacturing the enemies that we are supposed to give them money and our obedience to solve, whether it's the Red Menace in the 1950s, whether it's the war on terror, the war on drugs, the war on poverty, or global warming. It is always a case of the government creating the things that we are supposed to be afraid of and rely on the government to save us from.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Hawaii. You're on the air.
Alex, about the 1,500 trillion debt bubble crisis?
Yes.
The New World Order predatory system of selectively enforced regulation, I think that's what's killing America. Here's one example. I went to the state offices to try to get a permit to grow the industrial superfood hemp in my large acre backyard, and they laughed in my face every time.
Yeah, there's no THC in it. It's better than cotton, better for biofuel fuels. It's a magic crop, and we just can't have it.
Yeah, the New World Order has killed our freedom to produce. I can't even get a permit to do it. And
here's an example of that. I want to get Mike's take on this, and I'll hold you over if need to, Jay. They can't get the animal ID enforced in the premises ID that bring when you voluntarily sign up, you waive all your rights are now under criminal regulatory control and thousands of dollars a year in premises tags. They're just telling all the 4-H clubs and other clubs you've got to have it to show your cows, and so everybody's signing up when it's not even a law.
Hemp is also a super food source, and we could produce enough of it to reduce the cost of energy and food worldwide, but the New World Order won't let us do it.
I hear you. Let me get Mike's final comment on that.
Well, basically, there's a great deal of enforcement over what products you will buy, and of course, the goal of any governmental structure is to make you not self-reliant. Where you will go out and you will participate in commerce by buying what you need rather than growing what you need. Because if you're growing something, if you're making something, if you're cooking something, then you're not paying for it and there's no tax opportunity there. And government is so desperate for money. That's why they created the service economy, so they could charge us taxes while we do each other's laundry for a fee, instead of doing our own laundry and not paying the taxes on it. So it's not really even about the hemp anymore. It is about enforcing people to have to pay money for everything that they do in life so that there's an opportunity for taxation occurring.
Mike Rivero, WhatReallyHappened.com, doing a great job. You do a Saturday morning two-hour transmission right here on the network, and we are so honored to have you here, part of the Genesis Network, and have a good rest of the week, and bon voyage, my friend.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you for all your support, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too, my friend. We'll talk to you next month. Mike Rivero joins us once a month. Thank you, Jay. Anything else, Jay?
Oh, yeah. The New World Order, that's how they get us. They've purchased every production company, and then they restrict everything else. So, because if America still had...
Stay there. Yeah, that's mercantilism. Neo-mercantile. We'll be right back. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., we are live Central Standard Time. That's Eastern, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Mountain, 10 to 1, Pacific, 9 to noon. And we don't just go out on a wonderful growing list of AM&FM affiliates across the country, from Illinois to Tennessee to Texas to New York to Florida, from Virginia to California to Montana and Wyoming. No, ladies and gentlemen, we also go out on WWCR with those frequencies posted on Infowars.com. And that's live 11 to 2 Central, 9 to midnight, WWCR, 100,000 watts of power-packed shortwave going out globally. And we're on several different satellite systems, that some of which you can listen to on three-foot dishes. And all that info is at GCNlive.com. And there is the free podcast. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. Miss part of the show on one of our great AM or FMs? Go online, subscribe for free to the podcast. It'll shoot out to your computer, your MP3, your iPod, whatever device you want to deliver it to, every day, 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, the weekday show, and the Sunday abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And in the first hour, I got into a bunch of Ron Paul economy news, an unbelievable Dr. Paul Craig Roberts interview. When this show ends in about 25 minutes, it doesn't really end. You can just go to the streams that are on InfoWars.com, right there at the top of the page at InfoWars.com, and you can click, and the show will re-air 24 hours a day consecutively, really 21, until we're back live tomorrow. Listen, how you want, when you want, however you want, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about spreading the word, and how do we reach new people? It's totally free. Just tell your email list, tell your MySpace account, tell your folks at work that they can go to InfoWars.com and listen however they want, whenever they want, or even better, if you have a local AM or FM station, just roll down the window at four-way stops and say, hey, you ought to hear Alex Jones. He's on right now, 11 to 2 on 1330. You can hear it all over Austin and all the way up to Waco, and my uncle in East Texas, 200 miles away, can listen to 1330 AM. Or the weekends, 590. That's just an example. Whatever station you have in your area, please. I just want to reach people. I just want to warn them. I want to stop World War III. I want to stop the destruction of the dollar. And we're having an effect. You are having that effect. Going back to Jay in Hawaii, you were making a great point about how they control the means of production. Go ahead.
Yeah, the New World Order has created the predatory system of selectively enforced regulation. They purchase all the production companies and restrict everything else. And like you said, Alex, the New World Order has created a system of wealth the size of a football field, and the world is the postage stamp. And right now they're looking at the postage stamp with lust and envy, and they're licking their lips. And now they've already blown out the football field. Now they're thinking, just go ahead and blow apart the postage stamp too. And
that's an analogy I've been using the last few days. It's actually, in the aggregate, bigger than a football field.
Yeah.
Compared, 50 by 100 yards. It's however big it is. It's actually bigger than that. When you got 1,500 trillion in just derivatives, and our whole federal budget's 1.8 trillion a year. When you talk about the fiat wealth the globalists have created to buy up water districts, power plants, roads, educational systems, intellectual properties, all the real wealth in the world isn't even a fly on the hind end of an elephant compared to these people. But again, all that fiat is worthless. It only has value to buy up real assets.
Yeah, they created it out of nothing. And that's how they get us. First, they have to kill our internal production before they blow out the economy.
And that's why they do that economically in the West. But the 60-something rogue nations out of the 180 nations that are on the planet or so, it's always fluctuating. New nations fall, new ones rise, things change. But Serbia, Iran, Iraq, Libya, good, bad, and different. I'm not defending those governments. The point is they're sovereign. They have their own factories, their own industries. And the actual globalist reports, the Royal Institute of International Affairs put out reports, the Royal Commission on Population put out by the British government, 44 to 49, says we want to deindustrialize and enslave nations so they can't challenge our global hegemony. Go ahead.
Yeah, if we still had internal production, it wouldn't matter if they blew out the bubble to the size of the universe. It's still, they got to kill our, they got to kill the ability of local farmers or basically anyone to produce what they want. And I see all the liberals.
And that's what the National Premises ID and Animal ID does. We've gotten their own documents out of the big industries that want to shut us off. They say it's to knock out the family farm.
Yeah, I heard you talking months ago about how you were at a meeting and there was a bunch of farmers with their guns saying, hey, you may be saying this, but I'm ready to fight with my gun. But, I mean, hopefully they resist if it ever comes to that. But I see all the liberals out there talking about how they hate deforestation. Well, hemp can also be turned into lumber. If our freedom to produce was restored, I mean, we could produce enough lumber for the whole world and stop deforestation. But
I hear you. I got to jump. Good points, Jay. John in Louisiana, you're on the air. It says L.A., or is that Los Angeles? Okay, go ahead, John.
I wanted to see what your take was on, I've heard you talk about this plenty of times before, but, the media is still trying to maintain the right-left paradigm. That's why they don't want Ron Paul to be able to voice his opinion, because they don't want a Republican who's anti-war and anti-Federal Reserve. And so
they try to keep us fighting in the left and right where there's no real difference, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you're watching the debates, you know, Anderson Cooper is going to, of course, ignore, you know, Ron Paul. And they make sure that he gets the least amount of time so he doesn't get his message out.
Every debate, yes.
Every single debate.
How obvious does it have to get?
Exactly, exactly. I just posted on the Prison Planet forum an article, Joseph Stiglitz.
Yes, former chief economist, World Bank.
Right. He just put out an article in the December issue of Vanity Fair. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So I just posted that up there. But he kind of blames the Bush administration for the, you know, economy.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening for 4 years.
Then you've heard me over and over again say that they plan to blame Bush for it all.
Yeah.
And this is the global consolidation. Then we would take the blame. I said before the war, everything was going to happen. Why? Because the globalists have stated it all. I mean, I'm only repeating what they said.
Yeah.
And so our name dies, our currency dies, our country falls apart, and then the globalists just move forward.
Absolutely. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Citigroup.
Yeah, they have 70-plus trillion in derivatives.
Okay. Even people in our movement still seem to believe that the Rockefellers have some, you know, monetary interest in that. They're going to get out clean from that collapsing. They want it to collapse.
Yeah, I mean, we oversimplify when we say Rothschilds and Rockefellers. They are the progenitors. They're the big dogs. They're the ones that set the game 100 years ago. They still own large portions of it, but it's so puffed out to the millionth degree, like the last caller said, to the universe,
uh-huh.
I mean, to infinity, that it's all now just complete la-la land.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I would say just one more suggestion for the listeners. I think a good book to read is America's Great Depression by Murray Rothbard.
I've heard that's a really informative book.
Yeah, so... anyways, I love what you do, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend. Let's go ahead now and talk to Adam in Boston. Adam, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Thanks for thanks for taking this call from me here. I just wanted to talk about some realizations I came upon when I was doing some research for this documentary I'm making called Global Warming and the Imperial Corporatocracy. As we all know, since the major mandating of Mesopotamian area post-World War II, the British had a serious monopoly of control when it comes to oil concession and the companies that had a stake. The Americans, however, had a bit of difficulty getting a piece of the action, only until roughly late 40s, early 50s did the Americans manage to get a piece of the action. When Kasim came into power and threw out the British-controlled monarchy, and it really messed up everything for the five major oil companies, they no longer had that complete monopoly on the oil concessions. Enter America and the installment of Hussein and the Ba'athist Party via America. British-influenced big companies had to start looking somewhere else for oil concessions, but the Americans realized if they can keep all the oil bought and sold in the dollar, they can maintain a different kind of monopoly, a monopoly that British interests didn't have access to because of their currency.
Yeah, but the British and U.S. interests are inseparable. You're talking about the Bretton Woods Agreement.
I know. The traditionally thinking, we do look at it as inseparable, but at the same time, when you look further on, you can actually see almost like there's a rivalry here as far as who's going to have a majority of the power in the 21st century coming up here.
Yeah, they're joined at the hip. It's the U.S. and England elites against the people, against the world, and then you've got a few other power blocks, but they're all infiltrated. What are you reading from?
What am I reading from right now? I did a little transcript for this call, okay. That way I didn't mm-hmm. stumble. But as far as what the information that I'm getting this from, it's a bunch of different information.
Well, no, I mean, that's accurate info. I'm just, okay, let me just go ahead.
Okay, so essentially, so enter America, we install Hussein, and all the other companies start having to look elsewhere for the oil. So the British wasn't able to create the monopoly that America has now via the currency control of the oil. And this is why America has a big stake in Mesopotamia in modern times and why in 1990 we went physically into Iraq because he wanted to switch to the euro.
thus threatening our international dollar hegemony. A lot of us know this info, and a lot of us don't really.
You've got that mixed up. You've got that. Listen, I'm going
to
let you go. Thanks for the call. I just can't let you read a book on air. You got that a little bit wrong there, but it's interesting. I mean, a lot of it's accurate. None of this is debated. This is all just public knowledge. Saddam was talking about switching to the euro in 2004. In 2002 and 3, he was talking about it, as much of the world has been doing. And so part of the reason to go in was to control and dominate oil interest. But you have the Anglo-American establishment really joined together in that. And then it's pretty much inseparable from Europe as well. So Saddam Hussein was installed by our government. He was over-pumping in 1990, according to OPEC, and driving down prices to 85 cents, 90 cents a gallon for 87 octane. And that's why they got upset in the media. That's why the culture got upset. You know, that's why the monopoly culture got mad. Saddam was trying to pay off his international loans that he'd been financed and given to invade Iran, attack Iran. Over a million-plus people died in that eight-year war. So you've just got some of your dates mixed up there, Bubba. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in New York. Aaron, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Aaron.
Welcome.
I actually just started listening to your program a few weeks ago, although I think I'm one of those people who kind of always knew something was wrong, and you just didn't know how wrong until I actually got turned on to your program by going to your friend Kevin Booth's website and Secret Cow, and he's got his documentary coming out about the American drug war.
AmericanDrugWar.com, yeah.
Yep, exactly. And what really, like, even got turned on to Kevin Booth, because I'm a big long-time Bill Hicks fan, and I think I was one of those people who's expecting to see, all right, you know, who's this kook Alex Jones, and, you know, what's he doing with Kevin Booth here? And then I started looking at your site, joined Prison Planet .tv, started watching some of your documentaries, and it really does get to the point that you really just can't deny what's out there, and once you understand the information and, you know, see the documents and...
Yeah, it's literally a red pill. If somebody will just take the red pill, if you'll just look on your own, don't
yep.
believe me, if you just look into it yourself, now the government's trying to put out a background of kooks and nuts and Bigfoot and chupacabras. We're not doing that. We're covering real issues.
Yep, exactly. So that's where, you know, I guess this is going along the lines of trying to, you know, get other people to take the red pill and wake up, is really if you put the information in front of them, it's going to shock them. I mean, you definitely can't expect people to go, oh, okay, you know, and just take right along.
But isn't it better to be shocked than once you know, you're like, you ever been like sitting on a chair and then you move the chair and a big, huge spider runs out from under it and you're like, oh my gosh, that spider is scary, but I'm sure glad I know that it was under there now. One time I was sitting on a bench on my grandmother's front porch, and then somehow the chair got turned over and there was a giant black widow underneath it, and I went, oh man, I mean, it's scary to know it was there, but aren't you glad you now know it's there?
Exactly. And the one thing it does for me, because I'm one of those people who's a longtime watcher of, you know, History Channel and Discovery Channel and all that stuff. And now when I go back and watch some of the documentaries I had seen previously, like I had seen their smear piece on the 9/11 truth movement and started buying into it, and the loose change people look like absolute kooks. But now that I've gone and watched their program and rewatched that documentary, you can see how everything is just, you know, slanted. And they only point out the one part of the documentary, the second edition of Loose Change,
well, they also
where they show the squibs.
But they also misrepresent.
Yep.
They build straw men. And look, they took the video. They shot here for days, shot there for days, and then they just put a few minutes of us in. And they would take the video, blow out the color correction where my skin looked like I have hepatitis. I don't have hepatitis, folks. People always mistake what I say. It looks like I did. Yellow skin. They would take the video and stretch it out so that my head looked like 100 pounds heavier. They did that to Dylan where he looked like some kind of white flounder. And I mean, they pulled out every trick in the book on that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I guess I got a couple things I want to try and like cover here.
Real fast, we're almost out of time.
Okay, I'll get to this the last one here. I was just on the Ron Paul website noticing that it looks like any purchases that you make through the store count as contributions, and I know we're trying to do this run-up for the Tea Party that I'm definitely in for, and I don't know if it's a good suggestion for people if those purchases do count as contributions and will go towards that $10 million goal we're trying to get. Whether it actually makes sense to get people not just to give cash, but maybe to actually you know, don't buy Chinese. Go and get somebody a book or buy T-shirts or stuff like that for Christmas or any other.
No,
item.
I agree. Go to the Ron Paul campaign on the 16th coming up on the Money Bomb Day and buy a bunch of T-shirts and bumper stickers and signs. They sell at cost. Buy a bunch of them. That way, then you get to double, give money to Ron Paul and spread the word with the T-shirts.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, I guess at a certain point, I mean, how much money can they spend on, TV ads and radio ads and stuff like that when you can really get something going from the ground up and really spread the word directly, because you know, no matter what, even if it gets to 10 million, they're going to cover it for 30 seconds on the news, and that's it, and you're never going to hear about it ever again. But if you start taking the message on a viral basis and just go one-on-one, you can really get
the
message.
Well, I think we should do it all. We should shoot for the mainstream, but also the viral alternative growing media. I mean, he was on The View for like 15 minutes this morning or longer. I didn't watch it all. It's going up on prisonplanet.com right now. Aaron's just finished uploading it. All this other stuff's happening. He was on Jay Leno. So the money bomb did make him break out and did make the media force. And his poll numbers doubled, by the way, in Iowa and New Hampshire from that. So this money bomb on the 16th could double the numbers again. I appreciate your call. All right, I had several other news items I wanted to hit, but I also want to talk to Chris in Florida. We'll probably have time for him. But I've got a few news items in the final segment. Boy, that transmission went by fast. But if you miss the first hour, I get into Ron Paul. Some new developments there. I get into an interview with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts about the economy and where it's going. And that's going to be restarting in about 8 minutes at InfoWars.com if you're listening to the streams.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down. In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty. For us. And I will not forget that debt I owe. We got some freedom today. All right, in the news. Steve Watson in an article, Dear Deluded Mass Media, North American Union Agenda Exists. And it's got the clips of CNN saying there's no Trans-Texas Corridor, and then the actual official government maps. They're building it. It's on our news here. But they know most people don't live in Texas, so they can just lie. And it goes through a bunch of other key stuff. That's up on Infowars.net. I hope you go. I meant to get into it. It's called the Ron Paul clips, the maps, the documents. It's really a treatise. This type of great work needs to be seen. I know you know it's real. I know you saw the documents. I know you've seen Endgame or read The Late Great USA. But your neighbors haven't, folks. That's why you need to get Endgame. You need to get Late Great USA. You can get them both discounted, by the way. It's selling for like $28 in stores, $19.95 for Great Late Great USA. We have it in stock. You need to go there and get Endgame and show it to people. Give it to them and say, here's the North American Union. Tell me what you think of this. You know, don't push it on them as political information because they may not watch it. Go, hey, this is a wild movie. Tell me what you think of it. Give Endgame. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Take advantage of the year-end special we do every year. 5.3 months free. Almost half a year free when you sign up for a year. You pay for 6 months, roughly, a little more than 6 months, less than 7 months. And you get, well, it's just a great deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great deal. So check out details at PrisonPlanet.tv. The other news is like a deaf guy. They went to the police with the wrong house. He was in the bathtub. He said, I can't hear you, and they tasered him. I mean, now if you do anything, they just taser you. We've got the drug czar, the federal drug czar, saying he wants to drug test kids nationwide. We've got just all this news. And, of course, the big news of the day, I never even read the whole article on air. Former Italian president, one of the most respected, longest-serving intel agencies know, 9/11 was an inside job. Man who blew the whistle on Gladio tells Italy's largest newspaper attacks were run by CIA Mossad. That is scary stuff. More and more of it is coming out. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, thanks for holding. You're our tail gunner today. Go ahead.
You say that a lot of the big money is leaving the country and going to other countries. What do you know? What kind of what nations they're going to in general?
Now you have to understand. Yeah, well, sure. I mean, my sister went to a fancy private school. I went to public school, but my parents said, "Well, that was a mistake. Let's send her to private school." So, I mean, I've been to picnics back when she was little. She's 15 years younger than George Bush was at. So, you know, his daughter went to Austin High, but before that, they went to St. Andrews. It's the best school here in Austin. And so I know a bunch of these people since then. You know, my lawyer's son and daughter went there. I got to know him. I know a lot of these high-powered folks. And Austin's a big center for, you know, money and wealth. And so I've gotten to know them for years, and so they told me more. And I know one of the biggest financial planners in the country. That's all I'm going to say. And I don't want to get too much into it. The point is it's private. And they didn't tell me too much, but I'm media, and they didn't buy like any attorney-client stuff. But the point is, and I've also seen it in the news, they're leaving. They're going to New Zealand. They're going to Switzerland. They're going to Spain. They're just getting out of the U.S. They're buying private islands.
Right,
Ireland. And I haven't seen any going to Ireland. But I've heard that's pretty nice. But anything else, sir?
Well, I on a lighter note, I kind of find it funny every time you mention that when a light shines on the cockroaches that they start to fornicate as if they're being sprayed with pesticide. I get the image of cockroaches in a brothel in stilettos, and every starting to scramble every time you mention that versus fornicate.
Hey, I'm out of here, my brother. God bless you all. Transmission restarts right now at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.